Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jennifer Horn or Ken Kessler.
It's not bad.
Especially Jennifer Horn.
Yeah.
Rocks every day.
Two good reasons to be me.
Yeah. I can think of a whole lot more than two.
Left and right.
Welcome to the Good Day Show. It is Ken, Jen, and Rich with you. Doug finally made his way home last night after his long and winding road.
Is he home?
He should be home by now. He called me about 7:30 last night, and he's like, well, I'm driving around D.C. I'm thinking about just stopping and staying, coming into the studio tomorrow and just doing the show. But what would I prove by doing that? I'm like, dude, drive home, get home, get some sleep, rest tomorrow. And, you know, so he will be back in tomorrow. For those who don't know, he was in Florida making his way back from California. And Charlotte passed away while she was riding with him in his car. And, he was inside a building and Charlotte was out in the car sleeping. And when he came back, she was gone. He should be back tomorrow. And he's doing well. He is absolutely on a mission now. He has turned his grieving into a mission to write a book about Charlotte. I have no idea what he thinks this book will be about. I said, what's the book going to be about, Dick? It's going to be about Charlotte. Okay, good. Why will people buy it? And so what I think he is kind of getting around to is that Charlotte was his guide for 15 years. His best friend, his companion, and someone who kind of helped steer him, he thinks, spiritually. And how could such a little animal have such an impact on his life? And I think he thinks there's a story there. So now he's trying to go through in his heart and his brain and figure it out, and then maybe someday in the next year or so put it down on paper and try and do something with it. So we'll see what happens there. But he should be home. He should have probably gotten home around 2 a.m.
Any ways to channel your grief like that in a positive way, I think it's a really good thing.
You know what? Yeah, thank you. We had that exact same conversation. It is such a benefit that this happened when and where it did, so that he would have 2 days on the road just to himself to think and just kind of walk through everything. He's been on the phone nonstop while driving up 95 from Florida to Massachusetts, and I would imagine there probably isn't 2 hours of that trip that he wasn't on the phone with somebody, talking about her, talking about that, whatever it is, and then talking about this book. He's all excited about the book. So that's what you get to look forward to tomorrow.
Yep, whatever it takes.
So going on in the rest of the world, looks like our little friend Sarnaev up in Boston has a little problem going on.
He's your little friend with a little problem?
He's not
my friend.
He's got big problems.
Yeah, well, you know, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, I don't think this was a shock to anybody. He stood very stoically. I mean, his face was just blank, no emotion, head bowed. His hands were behind his back. And the verdicts were reached yesterday in his trial in the case of the Boston bombing and all of the stuff that surrounded it. He was on trial for 30 different counts, including terrorist behavior, murder, all these different things, and aiding and abetting, of course, guilty of conspiracy, all these things. Guilty, guilty, guilty was the verdict. It was spoken 32 times. He was guilty on every single count. And again, this wasn't a surprise. I think what his defense team was trying to do was get a little sympathy, because right now the next phase of the trial goes into whether or not he will get the death penalty. penalty or if he'll just get life in prison. And so his defense said, hey, you know what? Yeah, he was there. He did all this, but he was coerced by his brother, was sort of done under duress. His brother was the mastermind. He was just going along with things. And so the defense's job was to try to cast a little bit of sorrow in this guy's direction. Now, I don't have any siblings, so I will talk to you guys because I know that you both do. But if I had a sibling that said, hey, let's get a crock pot and go blow up Boston, I'm pretty sure that I would say no and call and get that person help because I wouldn't want to get them in trouble either.
You're assuming that that he is of sound mind. Say that older sibling is your older brother and your hero, and you've grown up with him, and for 10 years he's been going, oh, this is horrible. Yeah. This is terrible. We have to do something about it.
Well, also brainwashed by jihadists. Right. I mean, that's part of the jihadi movement, is to brainwash the people to think you're supposed to do this at all costs because your reward will be given to you in your next life or when you advance to heaven to Muhammad. But this guy's 21 years old. His life is over. The jury deliberated for 11 and a half hours, which is nothing when you consider how many counts they were looking at.
Yeah.
This was
yeah.
guilty, 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 guilty all the way through. And now the next phase of the trial will start in the next week or so, and they'll get in front of a federal jury who will then decide what his fate will be.
The one thing that I haven't been able to find, and I'm looking for it still, maybe you guys have seen this, is one of those 32 counts murder for his brother. He ran him over, remember?
Yeah, he did run his brother over.
But I don't think they charged him with his own brother's murder.
I don't think they did either. And I don't know why that is, but I looked. I was watching as the verdicts came forth, and they had the pictures of each victim on the screen as they were going through them, and I don't remember.
So it's almost like the prosecutor said,
that was a freebie.
We'll give you that one.
Thanks for that. That was a free gift.
You just saved the state a couple of million bucks.
30 verdicts get one free, or 30,
exactly.
30 charges get one free.
Isn't that interesting, though, that that they just kind of skipped, okay, yeah, you killed this guy, too, but we're going to let you go. Suge Knight's in jail for that.
Do you think that's one reason why you don't see any emotion there, because he did kill his own brother?
Why? Do you think he's happy or sad that he did?
I would imagine you got to be sad, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if this is the big mastermind and his big idol, you would think he'd be a little freaked out that he ran over his head.
So here's the other interesting thing about this. Massachusetts is a no-death penalty state.
Right.
But it's a federal crime.
This is a federal case, though.
And a federal case.
Regardless, this kid is never going to go. I mean,
No. But will this jury, will that sway this jury to not give him the death penalty?
I don't know, 17 out of the 30 counts are death penalty.
Mm-hmm. I think he's getting it. I don't think there's any way that he gets out of this.
You've got to think if you're him.
I don't know that he'll ever actually see the death penalty. Even at 21 years old, who knows that he'll ever see it?
Yeah, you've got to think that that he wants it. Come on, just get it over with.
This is where it gets pretty grisly, too, from what I've heard in all the pundits talking about this. This new penalty phase will make the trial look pretty soft compared to the grisly images that you're going to see, because now the prosecution's going to say, this is what you did to this person. This is what you did to this person. It's going to be grisly. It's going to be tough for the victims, but they're going to try to sway the jury to make sure that he does get the death penalty.
Here's the other thing to watch out for now. Will ISIS or Al-Qaeda come out and use this guy as a martyr?
It's a good question.
Will they use him as
a propaganda
tool?
He wasn't ISIS. Didn't he get trained in Russia?
Yes.
By the extremists in Chernobyl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I haven't seen anything where any of these groups have come out and said anything yet.
You know who did come out for him, though, if we think back for a little bit? Rolling Stone magazine. You guys remember like a year and a half ago when they made him look like a beautiful rock star on the cover?
Yeah.
Rolling Stone is such a
rat. Rolling Stone should just shut their doors. You are useless. They don't talk about rock and roll. They don't talk about music. They try to do all this counterculture stuff, and it's a failure.
They glamorize murderers and make up stories.
Right.
It's just, I mean, their track record over the last few years has not been great.
All right, so speaking of grisly images, the image of this gentleman being shot and killed yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina. Today they are releasing the dash cam of the police officer's cruiser. I'm thinking, since this guy is in jail and already been charged with murder, there's nothing on this video that's going to make
They've
this.
They've seen it already.
It's done. What disgusts me is there's an article on CNN that compares the Michael Brown Ferguson case with this case.
This is not the same thing.
CNN, I got news for you. There's nothing to compare here, except that tragically two people died and two cops did it. Other than that, totally different circumstances.
You have people that are so uneducated about what happened here. I'm looking at that story that you're talking about on CNN right now, and they're citing examples from Twitter because, you know, Twitter's our new authority on all things.
Sure.
And there are people there, Sean Davis at S. Davis Media, it says, I said it when Michael Brown was executed. I'm sorry, what? Executed?
Right.
And I'll say it again. Walter Scott did not have to die. Okay. Walter Scott did not have to die.
True.
Michael Brown, not the same thing. Michael Brown was not executed. He was engaging in hand combat with an officer. I mean, it was much different.
To
compare them is insulting.
For the officer's gun in his car.
By comparing these two cases, you're doing Walter Scott a disservice. You're taking, I mean, this poor guy is walking away and bammo. I mean, it's just not the same.
Well, fortunately, it looks like there will be justice here. So, I can't imagine that anything on this video is going to do anything but just incriminate that cop.
When you
even
see
more,
him drop, I am very defensive. You know, I protect law enforcement. Yep. I respect what they do.
My brother's a cop.
But when you actually see this police officer choose not to put on his running shoes and start chasing after this guy, and then you see him walk over to his dead body and handcuff him and then drop that taser right by his foot, I mean,
it's disgusting.
There's no way you can even defend that. I mean, that's where you lose all defense when he walks over to that body.
My brother's a cop. My brother's 54 years old. And I remember when he said, you know what, I'm getting too old to chase these guys. My brother used to chase, tackle, and wrestle, and handcuff these guys.
That's what you're supposed to. And this cop has no excuse.
That's what you're supposed to do.
He was like, what? What's he, 32 years old? Something like that? I mean, he's not
old. He's 5 years, so he can't be that old. So, anyway. All right, so it's the Doug Steffen program, and it's 18 past the hour.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, time to have a little fun with what was going on your television last night. In case you're like us and you have to get up early so you can't stay up late and watch the cool stuff on the TV that everybody talks about, we got you covered here. Let's start it out last night with Conan joking about the presidential elections next year.
I cannot believe the next presidential election is already underway. Yeah. It seems like it's coming up too fast.
People already announced.
Yeah. Yeah. Rand Paul is now officially a candidate. Yeah, hold your applause. that was the sound of no one caring. Yeah. Yeah. He said something interesting today, though. Presidential candidate Rand Paul said Mitt Romney's defeat proves that safe candidates cannot win and that a candidate needs to take big chances. That's what he said. Yeah. So just about an hour ago, Rand Paul announced his running mate will be Suge Knight.
Hey, everybody would be scared not to vote for you.
All right, here's Jimmy Fallon about Rand Paul.
Of course, yesterday, Rand Paul officially announced that he's running for president.
Yep.
And then he noticed that while he made the announcement in Kentucky, parts of Washington, D.C. briefly suffered massive power outages. Then Hillary plugged the reactor back in and went,
she's a Clinton. She's got that kind of power. All right, here's Seth Meyers piling on.
Even though it's well over, more than a year away, election season, it's starting to heat up. We're starting to hear who's going to run for president in 2016. Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her 2016 campaign sometime in the next 2 weeks. So remember, you guys, act surprised.
Oh, my God, you're running for president. We never thought. What? What a great idea. We never thought that.
Rand Paul yesterday released a comic book. He released a comic book detailing his campaign initiatives. He wants to lower taxes. He wants to abolish the IRS. And get me Spider-Man.
Such a weirdo.
All right, and here's the new guy on the block, James Corden.
Love him.
Joking about your lack of water in L.A., Jennifer.
Yesterday, it was huge news, dominated everything, was that it rained. Yeah, big time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, woo! Now, I know to a lot of you, this isn't a big news story, and I'm with you. I'm from England. You know, and rain is not a big deal for us. It rains, you know, approximately 23 and a half hours of the day. But here in LA, it rains for 45 minutes. And it was utter mayhem. Were you there? It was ridiculous. Sirens were blaring. People forgot how to drive. They were just like stopping in the freeway. Channing Tatum actually put a shirt on. And Leonardo DiCaprio built an ark and just loaded up models two by two, just in case. But don't worry, everybody, because after 45 minutes of hell, we're back to beautiful blue skies and a crippling drought with no end in sight. So well done, Los Angeles, for getting through that top.
You know, I understand you guys are going through a drought there, but he is so right about Southern California.
In the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I will never forget the day I was in San Diego visiting one of our radio stations. And it was, you know, a light rain all morning long. And you would have thought bricks were falling out of the sky.
Because we're on storm watch, Rich. As soon as that stuff, like, as soon as it starts sneezing and spitting, just a little bit, we're on storm watch 2015.
It is hysterical.
Tune in for Doppler radar coverage of storm watch.
I'm like, they're all standing outside, and they're all like, look at it. You know, I'm like, it's rain. And but it was just, it's really
funny.
You guys
are just spoiled. We don't ever get any.
You know, we have seasons here. You know,
whatever.
When it gets cold, and then it gets warm, and then it rains.
Which are these seasons you speak of?
Yeah, I know. You people are just kind of weird.
We have summer and not summer.
Exactly. Summer and summer light.
Yeah. All right, there they are, the weather freaks on the West Coast over there, Jen and Ken, and Rich McFadden here with you at 28 past the hour. And Doug Steffens, good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up is the new Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, saving consumers money in financial instruments, or just more big regulation.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I have a happy dance in common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche. Elizabeth Warren's brainchild, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, was created 4 years ago. Is it working well enough to continue, or is it another example of regulatory overkill that the Republicans want to eliminate?
In my view, that's not the job of the federal government. You can have this regulated. I think it should be regulated at the state level. I'm a firm proponent of the 10th Amendment. I do not believe that this should be at the federal level. The states should set their own practices for their own constituents. And this is another instance where we've created yet another government entity. And don't think for a second, Mark, that they're not going to be looking to stretch their reach and their influence to justify their existence.
Look forward, Ron, to your campaign to abolish the Food and Drug Administration. You know, I mean, I don't know that the arguments that you're applying to this wouldn't apply to any number of other well-settled and efforts that I don't see conservatives trying to repeal, to help arm people with information that they need and protection from exploitation, whether that is unsafe drugs or predatory lending practices. So I see this as one of the signal achievements of the Obama administration, along with the Affordable Care Act.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Kessler and Rich McFadden here with you. Doug is back on the farm in Massachusetts and will be back with us tomorrow. Until then, we've got the big stories for you today. And one of the craziest things that you will see on the news all day long is this airplane, was it Iceland Air, that got struck by lightning and it put a hole in the nose of the plane?
Yeah, this was a 757 that was leaving that left Iceland, was headed towards Denver, and the people on board, whoa. You know, that's when you go out and win a lottery ticket. They were struck by lightning. It was Icelandic Air Flight 671, and right after takeoff in Iceland, they were hit by lightning. They landed safely at Denver International Airport at 6:28 p.m. local time. One of the passengers on the flight, Brandon Boldenow, snapped a photo, of course, of the plane stopped at the gate at DIA, and the picture shows the damage on the aircraft's nose. And there is a hole. It looks like it's had a piercing. There is a hole right on the tip of the nose of the airplane, and that's obviously where the strike hit. If you are a pilot, you're sitting there in the cockpit looking out, and that nose isn't too far in front of you, and you see that lightning come at you. Do you just kind of give yourself the sign of the cross and think this must be it?
I was amazed that they continued on with the flight and landed
sure
safely.
But they still called it, like, you know, I mean, they still said it was emergency situation when they landed. But, yeah, they landed fine. It was no big deal. They still carried on to Denver.
They didn't do an emergency landing somewhere as close to where they could have.
Yeah, you think maybe in New York or in Boston as they crossed into the States, but no, they kept on going.
I heard one of the passengers say he will never forget. It was just the whole outside of the plane just turned like this electric blue light.
Must have been crazy.
Yeah, he said everybody was calm, everybody was cool, But it was the weirdest, wildest thing he'd ever seen.
He said after that happened, one of the pilots went on the intercom and told the passengers, and thank God, they, you know, part of the pilot's job is to keep everybody calm and safe on board the flight, not just the aircraft in the air. The pilot went on the intercom and said that all systems were normal. He said that he didn't, I guess he didn't know about the nose damage until they landed, but he said everything seemed to be normal. And he said that they were the aircraft was handling characteristics, notification systems were unaffected. And so that's why they continued on in the air. But scary stuff. I mean, my gosh. You must be able to feel it, too. I mean, because you can feel electricity.
Well, I don't know that they were probably insulated from the electricity, but you have to think it jolted the plane.
It's crazy.
I'd get me off of this thing.
Yeah,
right now.
I'd be ready to, like,
yeah,
serve me up some cocktails if you're not going to let me off this thing.
I got all respect in the world for them. Here's another crazy airplane story. Elizabeth Sedway was in Hawaii celebrating her anniversary with her husband. And one of the reasons they went to Hawaii to celebrate the anniversary is because she's been undergoing chemotherapy treatment for cancer that she has.
It's a tough time.
So she's in the handicap seat of the airplane, and one of the flight attendants asks her how she's doing. She says, "I'm doing fine, but sometimes I feel a little weak." At which point, the flight attendant, and this is for Alaska Airlines, and the flight attendant calls in a doctor to check her. At which point, they pull her off of the airplane and tell her that she cannot fly.
That is so outrageous.
So since then, Alaska Airlines has said, you know, we had her best interest in mind, but we improperly handled the situation. The way it breaks down here is that an airline goes through every measure to be able to prevent having medical situations while on board in flight. So they may pull you off of an airplane if they think that sometime while you're in the air there could be a medical situation.
I get that, but this is a woman going through chemo. There's no immediate problem that's going to happen,
exactly.
Right?
So the airlines totally realizes that. They totally get that. They apologized. They reimbursed her fare. They gave her a free fare. They paid for her overnight boarding. But,
not
you know,
good. At least they took care of her.
Right. So they did take care of her. She's not happy yet. She still says, you know, I missed the chemotherapy treatment. It's interesting to think what happens when you're on an airplane and you're not feeling well, that they will pull you, they can pull you off of it, because what happens if you're in the air and there's a medical situation? Happens all the time, right? We hear two or three stories a year where it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they don't. I understand why that's a policy. I was on a flight coming back from Antigua, actually, back into New York City, and there was a woman on board who they had flagged because apparently on the last flight she needed so much oxygen that she actually put the other passengers at peril because they didn't have enough in case of an emergency situation. So they actually saw this woman, pulled her off, and said, "Hey, you've got to get treatments for this. We can't give you all the oxygen we gave you the last time that you flew." So in those cases, I get it, because you're putting other people at risk. But when you have like a sprained ankle, or you're going through chemo and you need extra time because you're feeling tired, that doesn't necessarily mean you should be pulled off an airplane. But at the same time, the airline handled it as well as possible. They said, "Look, we made a mistake. Here's all this free stuff." I mean, what else can they do? You know, I give them props for at least owning the mistake.
Yeah, no, and you know what? That's a tough business, but they're going to make mistakes all the time. But they did the right thing by stepping up and apologizing. So we didn't get a chance to get to this Maya Angelou story yesterday, which is absolutely crazy.
Love the story. Mm-hmm.
So they decide Maya Angelou deserves a stamp. 100%, right?
I get it. She just passed away. It's a good. She's a great author. Yes.
But they got it wrong, right?
Yeah, the post office unveiled the stamp this week, and it's a lovely picture of Maya on there, and it has a little quote, says, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer, it sings because it has a song." Yeah. And it's very nice.
That is nice.
Little shout out to why the cage bird sings, probably, right?
Well, that's what they thought, but that quote is not Maya Angelou's quote.
Oh, they got it wrong.
No.
So who said that? Just some random guy?
No, it was another poet, and Joan Anglin.
That is so embarrassing. We
and
are so
it's dumb. often been attributed to Maya Angelou because of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, but it's not hers, and I guess the post office didn't check to see. They just slapped it on there, so you can now get a Maya Angelou stamp with the wrong quote on it.
You know, you would think that at some point during the course of creating a new commemorative stamp, that it would be somebody's job to confirm that this. They did the MLK Memorial here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This massive granite, beautiful carving statue with his likeness out of the side of this just 30 foot high granite wall. It's gorgeous. And they messed up the quote on the side of it.
Remember when that used to make you live and die? Like, I don't know, maybe because I went through college as a journalism major, but you checked and rechecked and checked again,
right.
Quotes especially, because you didn't want to do any, you didn't want to misattribute anything. And
When I send a tweet, I read it three times.
Of course, I do too. I'm like, okay, does that sound right? Did I get the commas in the right place? Right. I totally agree with you.
How do you build a statue to Martin Luther King or a stamp to Maya Angelou and you get it wrong?
It's just bad. And you know, who are these people? I mean, that's, you've got to get fired for that, right?
You would think.
You would think. The guy from the post office said, had we known about this issue beforehand, we would have used one of her other works.
Why don't you just get it right?
Do something to find out.
Wasn't her other work, like, just get the quote right.
Had we, he actually, that was his official statement. Had we known about this beforehand. That's hysterical. Oh my God.
So even the bosses are kind of dumb.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. All right, it's 42 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Distracted driving is a persistent problem on America's roadways. Just ask Allstate's Executive Vice President of Product Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We know that about 1 in 6 accidents involves distracted driving, and it causes over 3,000 fatalities and about 400,000 injuries in the course of a year.
Allstate is working to change that through the Reality Rides national campaign.
Reality Rides is a tour where we are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
The star of the tour is a real but stationary vehicle that simulates what can happen when drivers attempt to text, talk on the phone, or engage in other distracting activities. One simulator participant, Amy Hirth, describes the experience as a true eye-opener.
I think a lot of people have their phone easily accessible in the car and don't think twice before picking up a phone or a text, but it was actually a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Reality Rides debuts at the Denver Auto Show on April 8th. Find out if the tour will stop at a town near you at facebook.com/xthetxt.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feast in on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with you. And this is the segment we like to do about once a month called Secret Service in the News.
And let's start with the probably not a great idea of the day story, shall we, Rich?
All right.
Okay, so the Secret Service in trouble a lot lately for, being partiers, driving into barricades at the White House.
Letting people jump fences and run into the White House with a knife in their hands. You know, all kinds of fun stuff.
So the First Lady, Michelle Obama's out this week, and she revealed that her daughter, Malia, who, by the way, now 16, if you can believe it, was taught to drive by the Secret Service, the same organization that just weeks ago ran into a barricade on the lawn of the White House.
With a possibly active bomb.
Who better to teach your daughter how to drive than the Secret Service? Occasionally, she drives outside the White House grounds on her own. Also, not probably the best thing for safety's sake that you'd ever want to say, but she said, quote, "The Secret Service taught her because, actually, they wouldn't let me in the car with her." That was when she was on with Rachel Ray in an interview that is going to air, actually, today on the Rachel Ray Show. She said it's a good thing, too, because, as the First Lady told Rachel Ray, she hasn't driven herself in 7 or 8 years and admitted earlier this week that she has forgotten how. She's forgotten some of the basics of driving, so she said the Secret Service is a much better teacher than if she had hopped in the passenger seat with Malia. On an interview with Live with Kelly and Mike, she said that when Malia asked her for advice on how to park in the public lot, she wasn't sure what to say. She said, "I have to check with other sources."
Awesome.
You think about this. I mean, this is not picking on the Obamas. This is just picking on anybody in this situation. You don't drive. You totally forget. It's so crazy to think, like, you'd go 8 years without actually getting in a car
and
behind the wheel.
I mean, it's not like you can call up Bob's Discount Driving School and have them pull up the White House in their 1988 Chevette with the little yellow sign on top.
And the brake on the
student drive. Right, exactly. That's not going to happen. So, you know, at first blush, you're like, oh, God, using the Secret Service. But what are they supposed to do?
Yeah. Right? She said that this was supposed to give Malia a normal, like a chance at normalcy. She said, you know, this is making her feel like
good
other kids.
Yeah.
I don't know any other kids that have been trained by the Secret Service, just for the record.
Well, I don't know.
Chelsea, Clinton? The Bush Chelsea? Baby? Yeah, you never know.
You got to think. Because, once again, Bob's Discount Driving School is not pulling up in front of the White House and taking them roaming around D.C. You don't want to learn how to drive there. Okay, so more Secret Service in the news. A female employee accused Xavier Morales, a supervisor within the agency, of assault after he made sexual advances at her. The woman told police and the agency investigators that during a party at Capital City Brewing Company, which I go to every time we go to a concert down in D.C., my buddies and I will meet there, so it's a great place to have a beer. But Xavier told the female employee that he was in love with her and would like to have sex with her.
Ooh.
Later tried to kiss her in her office while restraining her arms, holding her arms down.
Never a good way to get the girls to like you.
She tried to get away. He finally gave up. So now the Secret Service comes in and they say he was placed on administrative leave and his security clearance was suspended. Director Joe Clancy says, "It's very disturbing. Any threats or violence that endangers our employees in the workplace is unacceptable and will not be tolerated." I do not envy this guy, Joe Clancy, who's taken over the Secret Service, because it is a mess.
It is a terrible mess. I mean, think about all the bad publicity they've had over the last few years. I mean, from parties with prostitutes and drugs and wherever they were, Columbia. I mean, all these things. They had all these parties. They had people running into the White House with weapons, people running across the lawn, these traffic things going on.
The drone.
The drone.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Did you end up like, did you hear what ended up happening with the drone incident?
Wasn't it just some guy?
It was some guy who lived like five blocks away, and it was his friend's drone, and he went out on his rooftop after going out with friends and just started flying the drone around. Not even really. And then he said it was just dark, and I just lost sight of the drone. It just took off by itself, and the drone just happened to land on the White House lawn, freaking everybody out. So a drunk guy at 2 a.m. in the morning who loses sight of a drone is just like, oh, wait a minute, where'd it go?
Whoopsie.
Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is gone, you know, or ISIS is gone, hey, look at this. I remember this one for later. That might come in handy there. I get drunk on a rooftop, fly drone into White House. All right.
So ISIS this. Just turned Native American. How?
It's your Secret Service update at 51 past the hour. That's Stephen's good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden with you. Right now, we'd like to do a little tech talk, see what's going on in your digital world. And Shelley Palmer joins us today. And what's his tip of the day, Ken?
He's got an easier way for you to find and store your Wi-Fi network passwords.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, this is great help.
Confusing sometimes.
Well, yeah, I'll give you my tip when we come back. But it's very, very cool to be able to have some kind of password help on your hands. All right, so Shelley Palmer coming up on Good Day at 54 past the hour.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. Then wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, next time a friend or family member asks for your Wi-Fi password, don't hunt for that impossible-to-find scrap of paper you've written it on. There's a smarter way to do it. Did you know that OS X and Windows 8.1 store your Wi-Fi passwords? To access them on OS X, open up the program called Keychain Access. On the left-hand side of that program's window, click Passwords. This lists all the networks you've connected to with your computer. Double-click the one you need the password for, then click the box marked Show Password. You'll will have to log in with your computer's admin name and password, but once you do, you'll see the saved password for that Wi-Fi network. The process is similar on Windows 8.1. Head into Control Panel, then Network and Sharing Center. Click on the name of the Wi-Fi network, then click on the Wireless Properties button. Click on the Securities tab, then the Show Characters box. If you're logged into your computer, you'll see the password. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What are our pets trying to tell us? That it's time for the 1-800-PETMEDS Calling All Pets sweepstakes and contest, where one lucky dog and cat will be in our next TV commercial. To enter, go to 1-800-PETMEDS.com and post your pet's photo. And while there, get the same flea, tick, and heartworm medications as your vet, but for up to 50% less. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. and D.C. residents. Void where prohibited. Ends 5/12/15. See official rules for entry and age details at tv.1800petmeds.com.
All right, that's good help from Shelley about getting your password for your wife. I think I use LastPass. LastPass is an app and or website that you can store all of your passwords in, and it's great because if you're like me, between work, home, kids, wife, my mother, my uncle, you know, I have 50, 60 passwords, and there's no way I can remember it all. So that's definitely very helpful. Thank you. Right now, April is Financial Literacy Month, and Brian Osuch has some help for many Americans struggling with the process of creating, and here's the sticking point, sticking with your financial plan. Listen up.
A recent Harris poll sponsored by Ally Financial found 50% of Americans don't set financial goals. Ally's Jacqueline Howard says that's a mistake because setting short and long-term goals help build your financial future.
Setting concrete goals like paying off credit card debt or saving for a down payment on a car helps consumers envision the end point, and that's the starting point for creating an effective financial plan and following it through.
Howard says an important first step is creating the plan, and there's help for that.
Throughout the month of April, Ally is providing tips focusing on topics including credit, budgeting, banking, and auto finance as part of our Get Wise initiative, which is based on our WalletWise financial literacy program. These tips are an easy way to get consumers to reach their financial goals.
Follow Ally on Twitter at Ally for weekly tips. For more information, visit AllyWalletWise.com.
Brian has a little bit more information for you and your car. You think this winter's been rough on you? Your car is really had it tough. Here's Brian with a little bit more.
Winter weather puts extreme strain on vehicles, and last winter was extremely brutal for many regions within the U.S. That's why Kelley Blue Book's Carl Brower says with a change of season, motorists should take time to look for any areas that need to be repaired on their vehicle.
It's always a good idea to give your car a once-over when spring arrives, paying particular attention to tires, brakes, wipers, glass, and the undercarriage. All of these areas would have been exposed to months of snowy conditions and temperature extremes.
This year's winter was unusually long and stretched as far south as Texas, which means drivers that aren't used to the effects harsh road conditions can have on their vehicles should be particularly wary. GM's James Bell.
Make sure there's no corrosion. You also want to check the battery. It works double hard to start your car in the cold. So now's the time to check it and make sure it's strong. And lastly, every 6 months, we suggest changing your windshield wipers.
Bell also says it's important to wash your car to remove any road salt that may have built up over the winter. For more, go to GM.com.
Hey, if you're an Apple user, Apple unleashes its iOS 8.3 update for the iPhone and the iPad today. And you know what you get with that, Jen?
What's that?
A new emoji.
Ah, finally.
Woo-hoo! Yippee. Little smiley faces for everyone. It's 58 past the hour. And Doug Stephens, good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.